In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, already the first Sunday after Pentecost, which is the Sunday of All Saints, and Pentecost, being a great feast, has a synaxis following it, like many other feasts. Synaxis means gathering. Those that are associated with the feast are celebrated on a day or a week after the feast, such as the synaxis of the Theotokos after the Nativity of our Lord, since she was a major person in that story. Synaxis of St. John the Baptist after the Theophany when the Lord was baptized. So today we have all the saints celebrated because Pentecost made this possible. It made it possible for us to be a saint. See, everything that the Lord did is necessary for us to become holy. And all saint means is holy. Holy one. He was born of a virgin, becoming man, being completely man, completely God, showing us the way to live, living the way that He showed us, conquering death, passing on His teaching to His disciples, ascending into heaven, making our flesh capable of being in the heavens with Him, and then sending the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit teaches us all things and enlightens us in all ways and warms us and refreshes us. Without the Holy Spirit, there cannot be holiness. So we celebrate all the saints today because we basically pass through the things that are necessary for salvation in the church year. The birth of our Lord, His life, His death and resurrection, His ascension, and now the sending of the Holy Spirit. This is all that is necessary for us to be saved. Now, when I say for us to be saved, all of us are called to holiness. Unfortunately, a distressing few number of people really want to be a saint. Perhaps they say, well, I can't be like the saints. The saints are so much higher than me. Or perhaps it is more likely because worldly concerns kind of get in the way. And therefore there is not this fervor and this desire for holiness. I tell you, every single one of us is called to holiness. The Lord says, be holy. We're called to holiness. He came to the earth becoming man, doing all the things that He did so that we could become holy. So what we are celebrating today is what we should become. So an important question is, what does it take to be a saint? How does one become a saint? Remember, all saint means it's holy. We are called to holiness. Why should we want to be holy? Well, the Lord calls us to holiness. That's a good reason. And also, if you're not holy, you can't understand holiness. You can't be in the presence of God without fear, without shame. God wants us to be in His presence with joy. So, He calls us to holiness. Do not think that this is an unreachable goal. He wouldn't tell us to do it if it were unreachable. In another place He says, pray without ceasing through the mouth of the Apostle Paul. This is not impossible either. It might seem to you to be, but it is possible. Holiness is possible. So how does one become holy? Well, this reading, in the context of the day that it is, should tell us some things. And I tell you many times, I don't tire of it because it's important. We have to be people of Scripture. We have to know the Scriptures. But you don't know the Scriptures just by reading them in your closet. They can't be read in isolation. The Church knows the Scriptures. The way that the Church uses the Scriptures is an important indicator of what they mean. When they are read, in what context they are read, how often they are read, indicates things. You should think that the Psalms are very important because the Church uses them every day. You should think that there are important things for you to know in the Psalms. You should glean from the Psalms how to pray because the Church uses them in prayer. That's what I mean by seeing them in context. And then certain Psalms are used at certain times of the year for specific reasons, and that's also context. Same thing here. Same thing with the Old Testament reading. The Old Testament comes alive if you see when the church reads it. So, why was this reading chosen today? Because it is how to become a saint. Not in so many words. Not like it's an outline, A, B, C. Because life is not like that. The holy life, Christian life, is not, okay, I have to do 1, 2, 3, 4. There was a man who once asked the Lord, basically, what do I have to do? I have to do this, this, and this. And he felt confident because he said he'd done all those things. That's not what Christianity is. Christianity is to give your heart to God, to give Him everything. What shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? Everything. His whole life. So, the Lord, in this reading, three things come out that are necessary for you to be a saint, which is what you are called to be. And that is, we must have a sense of purpose. We must have integrity. And we must have courage. The sense of purpose, the Lord indicates by saying, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. You must have a sense that there is one thing that is important in life. The salvation of your soul. It's all that matters. That's what you were called to be. That's what you were called to do. Anything you do that is good in the Lord, in the world, excuse me, is because of your pursuing the salvation of your soul. Because the Lord wants you to be with Him. So you must have a sense of purpose. You must put your hand to the plow and not look back. That's what taking up the cross means. You take up the cross with purpose, with resolution. Now, also, we need to have a sense of integrity. That's what the Lord means when He says, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. He says things that sound very odd to people, and some people don't like this God, part of the gospel. He says He came to put a mother at odds with her son, and etc., etc. And people don't like that, because it's not very gentle. Well, fighting against sin is not gentle. So the Lord shows how we must fight against sin. He's not telling us to hate our mother and father. He's setting up the mother and father as a metaphor for things that are not true. Now, of course, your mother and father should teach you truth. But compared to God, we must love God so much that in comparison, it is as if we hated our mother and father. And the sword that he speaks about is that sword that rightly divides to truth. You have to have integrity in your life, in the things you do. If you tell lies, you can't become holy. If you fudge on the truth, you can't become holy. It's very important to have personal integrity. You've chosen to take up your cross, so you must do it. Even when it is not easy. Even when telling a lie would make it easier. We're not just talking about lies with your mouth. We're talking about lies in the way you live. You say you believe one thing, but you live another way. That's telling a lie. The Lord came to bring a sword. That sword is to cut between evil and good. And we are to choose the good and avoid the evil. In every case, trivial or not trivial, so-called trivial. Everything matters. Everything's important. It is always important that we choose truth. Now, we live in an age that likes to talk about truth, but knows nothing of it. We live in an age that calls many things good that are bad. Many things Christian that are not Christian. We must have the courage to stand for what is Christian and what is good, even when names are called, even when we're called all kinds of things, even when perhaps it hurts our job or our standing or something else. The Lord came to bring a sword, and we must use this sword. The sword is not used to hurt other people. The sword is used to divide between truth and evil. Now, how can we use this sword? There's only one way we can use the sword, and that's if we have courage. And he says, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him also will I deny before my Father, which is in heaven." He's describing courage. Confession is not just the things you say. Confession is the way you live. So we must have a sense of purpose, which is to take up our cross. And we must have honesty, internal honesty in our heart that has to do with what we do in life. Everything must proceed out of a good heart. If it doesn't proceed out of a good heart, it's not good. So we must be honest in the way we live. And it takes courage to live this way. Those are what the things you need to be a saint. They're all summed up, really, in the first reading, the Epistle to the Hebrews, when St. Paul talks about faith. Faith sums all these things up. Because faith is believing and living according to what we believe. Faith is wanting what is good and holy above everything else, and sacrificing everything for holiness. So faith sums up these virtues. Now, how are you going to get to there? From here. Do you have that kind of courage? Do you have that kind of purpose? Are your priorities good? Or do you find yourself wasting lots of time, not doing much that's holy during the day? So how are you going to get there from here? It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do it. Well, the things that we do in our life will help us to get there from here. Everything you do in life should be to strengthen your purpose, your resolve, your courage, your virtues, so that you can see God. Because only the pure in heart see God. God came so that we could become pure. But He doesn't just bestow upon us the vision of Himself. We have to become something to see Him. Now, He'll help us do it. But like I said, it's not just bestowed upon us. So, if we look at our personalities, we have a tendency to forget things, don't we? We have a tendency to get distracted by things. We have a tendency to have things that we desire get in the way of things that are good. This happens to all of us. Let's be honest about it. So what can we do? We must pray. We must fast. Fasting is so critical, especially in this age of indulgence. We must read the Scriptures and hear the Scriptures and understand the Scriptures as the Church understands them, which is in the services. There's no better commentary. You might have 100 books, but they don't measure up to prayer in the Church with the Holy Spirit teaching you as the Church expounds upon the truths that we need to know. Do everything you can to always remind yourself about what you're here for. And then things get better. You have more courage. Perhaps you're not always so courageous. Perhaps always you don't stand as courageously as you wish you did at work when people say things or try to get your acquiescence about something that's not right. Well, you can fret about it and have nothing happen. Or you can try to strengthen yourself with God helping you. Do you pray very much? If you don't pray very much, there's one of the first things you got to do, is pray more consistently. Do you fast? Especially do you fast when it's not easy. If you don't fast when it's not easy, then that's something to improve. Perhaps a little bit at a time. Talk to me and improve in your fasting. And something miraculous happens when we are struggling to do something good with fasting and prayer and attendance in the services, confession, communion. There's this inner strength that happens, which of course is the Holy Spirit helping us. Do these things with more zeal, and you will grow to have even more zeal. Remember, you're called to holiness. You're not called to be good at your job, or to be a good mother or a good father, or to make a difference in the world, or all these other kinds of things. Those are all good things to do, and necessary things in the context of your purpose, which is to become holy. If you become holy, those things will be fulfilled. If you do not become holy, then all will be lost. You're called to holiness. So may God help you to always remember this. And remember that this day that we're celebrating, the Sunday of All Saints, is not for other people. It should be for us. It should be what we are becoming. Now, I'm not saying that we should consider ourselves to be holy. That's just stupid. We can see the way we live that we're not holy. But we're called to holiness. And we best believe that we can attain holiness because the Lord has told us to be holy. So the thing is that the saints did to become holy, we need to do. May God help you to become holy and to fulfill your destiny. Amen.